evolving education for a changing world. Expand your career opportunities and earn an MBA from University of Cincinnati Online Lindner College of Business. Designed for busy professionals, UC Online MBA is flexible, personalized, and supports students from application all the way through graduation. Get the world-class degree you deserve without sacrificing work or family commitments. Apply now at online.uc.edu/MBA.
Well, speaking of fires, we've had a lot of conversations about the city of Johannesburg, the difficulties that the city is, the residents face because of the extreme shortage of firefighting equipment, vehicles, and so on. But the city of Joburg did today open the Protea Glen Fire Station, and they also announced that they have received 10 fire and rescue vehicles previously paid for by the city in what they describe as an irregular and unlawful contract awarded by the city in the previous administration. To get some clarity and some details on all of this, Mlima Ntlela Ndamase is spokesperson for the Joburg mayor. Before we talk, and good afternoon to you, Mr. Ndamase, about Protea Glen, tell us about these vehicles and the fact that you're now getting them. Were they already made but not delivered? Clarify that for us, if you will. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, John, and afternoon to your listeners. Well, John, we've had numerous conversations around this issue. As you know, in March, we received a judgment in the High Court in Johannesburg, South Gauteng, with regards to the Red Fleet tender, as we call it in the city. And it is that court and not us which termed that particular contract to have been irregular and unlawful and also unconstitutional. Because you would remember that the city had paid an amount of about 172 million rand to a service provider. And at the time, not a single fire engine had been delivered to the city, except for the light gas unit trucks that had been provided to the city. So the administration had taken a decision to challenge the matter to be able to recover value for the residents of the city. And as part of the opening of Protea Glen Fire Station today, the mayor did announce that we have started receiving those fire engines as per the commitment to say that we are going to recover monies due to the city and the fire engine benefit for the residents. So we have received five fire engines, and we've received an additional five incident response vehicles, which also include, and I think one of the experts referred to it the last time, first turnout vehicles that also can assist with doors of life, etc. And we are expecting the rest of the delivery to occur by the 21st of June 2021, in line with the court order.
Is there a decision, Mr. Ndamase, on the deployment of the fire engines? Has that plan been formulated yet?
Yes, the acting chief of fire in the city was sharing that plan with us this afternoon. Those engines will be deployed to several of the fire stations throughout the city. Obviously, there are stations which already had fire engines, and there are stations, unfortunately, which did not have fire engines. So in line with what is their operational plan, they will be dispatching those fire engines tonight, this evening.
Let's talk about Protea Glen Fire Station. Understand it will serve a number of areas, Naledi, Mapetla, Protea North, Liefereng, and Lenasia. How long has that fire station been in the making? And if you could tell us that. I mean, presumably this was in the plans a while back.
Yes, John. The construction of that station commenced in the planning phases commenced in the 2012-13 financial year. So it has been under construction for a period of about 5-6 years. There have been delays in between, but it is a very important station because if you know the location of Protea Glen, you would understand that it's part and parcel of the expansion of Johannesburg southward. So that particular station, outside of the other stations that are in Soweto, which is Deep Kloof, Jabulani, etc., this station will assist us to serve the far south of Johannesburg.
Yes.
In Asia, it can also assist us to Carltonville. We can also support the West Rand in terms of fires. And it is quite a state-of-the-art facility that has been built by the city in that it is also what we call a be-safe center, where we'll be able to run educational programs for the community on fire safety. We have also installed a swimming pool in that area in the fire station, and working with SwimSA, we will also be able to train young people in that particular area and provide them with swimming lessons, but also to train them on how to respond in cases of fire. And if you understand that area, you also know that it is prone.
A lot of informal settlements, eh?
It's also very much prone. Last time we had a tornado in the area. We also had a lot of flooding in those areas. So we're also going to locate some disaster management services within that fire station, so that he can be able to respond much quicker to the requirements of residents in the area.
Thanks very much. Well, I mean, we've been on this fire engine story. The news has generally not been good, but this is good to hear. 5 new fire engines acquired, a new fire station in the south of Soweto, also serving Lanesia. The Protea Glen Fire Station opened today, 29 minutes past 5.